Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sky Edwards from Sky's with Sky Fitness, and I am so blessed to be your host today on the Simply Hanif radio talk show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a wonderful summer, and I hope everyone's enjoying their last few weeks of summer vacation. I know my kids go back to school in 3 weeks. It's amazing how short the summers are these days, but we are certainly enjoying it. I hope everyone else is, too. Today, I want to talk about a very important topic of supplementation. And being in the fitness industry, you know, supplements seem to be all the rave, and there's all sorts of supplements out there, stores that simply sell supplements, and there's a lot of mixed information, and a lot of people just don't know what's best and what they should buy and what's going to help them achieve their goals. And I want to break down some of that today for you to get rid of some of the confusion. I get a lot of questions about this, about what people should take and whether or not it's to gain muscle, lose fat, just to get a little bit more shredded. People want to know what to take. And so I'd like everyone to kind of get a pen and paper if you can and take some notes. Or if not, you can always go back and listen to the recording. And I also want to point out, if you are interested in asking me a question, I would highly encourage it. Please feel free to call in at any time. And the number is 646-478-5323. That's 646-478-5323. And you'll just want to press 1. So that I know that you're in the queue and I can take your question. So anyways, let's get started on supplementation. To be honest with you, years ago, I didn't take any supplements. I really didn't know much about them. I didn't know which protein was superior. I bought the cheap Walmart protein because it was inexpensive and I thought that would be good for me. And I didn't take anything else. And I didn't see results. I worked out really hard. I ate healthy. I did everything else the right way, but I felt like I was just kind of spinning my wheels and not getting anywhere. And so today I want to inform you about what good supplementation looks like to get you better results so that you, when you are in the gym, you are going to get the results that you're looking for. Everyone should be doing some strength training. A few months ago, I talked about the benefits of strength training and what that looks like and why that's important for men and women, especially women as we get older. It's really important that we are strong and capable to maintain our independence. So there's lots of supplements out there on the market. And today I want to talk about specifically post-workout supplementation and what that looks like. The post-workout meal, as we call it, or the post-workout shake, is the most important thing that you can do, that you can change today, that you can start doing right now. And it doesn't cost a lot of money to do that. I'm going to talk about a couple of products, a couple of things that you can do to improve your performance, to improve your results, to make you get the results that you're really looking for. So recovery after a workout is essential. And I hear from so many people, I always ask them, you know, when people ask me questions, I say, well, what are you doing post-workout? And everyone says, well, I drink a protein shake. And that's good. It is good to drink a protein shake, but you're missing one very key component, and that's taking in carbohydrates as well. So a lot of people fail there. They don't take in the carbohydrates post-workout, and they're not getting the results that they're looking for. So I'm going to talk about what that looks like, why it's important, and why we need to do it. So what happens during a workout? So while we're working out, when you lift weights, you are actually tearing down muscle. So we have micro-tearing that occurs with the muscle fiber, and that's essential. We need that to happen. That's the soreness that you experience post-workout. It's the repairing of the muscle. And that way you know you had a good workout. And then also the other factor during a workout is that we deplete glycogen. And what is glycogen? So glycogen is the carb or the sugar, the glucose that is stored inside the muscles to be used as energy during the workout. So two things happen. We tear down the muscle, we deplete the glycogen. And when we break down muscle, it's called being in a catabolic state. And when we build muscle and we're using fat as energy, we're in an anabolic state. And that's the state that we want to be in. We want to be in an anabolic state. We don't want to be in a catabolic state. We don't want to eat the muscle. We want to build the muscle. So what happens is we need to replenish the glycogen, and we need to get protein to the muscles as quickly as possible so that we can stop the breaking down of muscle. So the faster that happens, the more muscle growth that we have. And when I talk about muscle growth, I don't want women to be scared by muscle growth. I hear that too. There's a big misconception when women come to me and they want a plan from me. They want to get in shape. They want to lose body fat. They always say, but I don't want to get bulky. Well, genetically, not going to happen, ladies. You don't have enough testosterone to get bulky. So you don't need to worry about that. I lift very heavy. I eat a clean diet. And, I don't believe that I'm bulky in any way. So the importance of a recovery post-workout. Most people don't understand the importance of the post-workout meal. And so when there's a reduction of soreness, it means that you're recovering faster. So we're looking for the protein and the glycogen to be replenished. You'll also have more energy and not be so run down when your post-workout meal is appropriate. I used to go to the gym and work so hard, and then not eat afterwards. Has anyone ever done that? It's not very good to do that. And I will explain why in just a moment. But right now, I need to go to a commercial break. And I'm going to talk about Magerian Publishing. And that's a company you might want to look into for your publishing interests. Magerian Publishing is a boutique bookshop. We are concentrating on the digital publishing outlets as first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, go to magerianpublishing.com, and that is magerianpublishing.com. And now a word from our sponsor. All right, everyone. If you'd like to call in, please call in at 646-478-5323. Press 1 to be in the queue, and I will be happy to answer any of your questions. So let's get back to post-workout supplementation. So most people just use a protein after a workout, and I have done that many times. And what happens is if you don't eat or if you just take your protein post-workout, you actually will experience more soreness, and you will not have as much energy, and you'll just feel run down. I used to do that quite a bit before I really educated myself on the importance of a post-workout shake. So the missing component that most people fail at is the carbohydrate that's necessary post-workout. This is a simple supplement that you can purchase. And the one that I use is called Ignition from First Form. And it's a glucose. It's a dextrohydrous glucose. I don't want to bore you with all the science behind this, but what happens is when you take this in, it spikes your insulin. Don't be afraid of that. It spikes your insulin 6 times more than table sugar, putting a shutdown to the catabolic state and taking you back into an anabolic state. That's key to building muscle. So that right there. So what happens is the insulin is spiked, and it allows the protein to be shuttled to the muscles at a much faster rate, which starts the recovery and the repairing process immediately. So the Ignition is also replenishing the glycogen. So it's kind of a two-part factor here. We get the insulin spike so that the protein is shuttled to the muscles faster, and then it also replenishes the glycogen that's used. So it's stored back into the muscle fibers. So the next time you go to exercise, you have the energy to do so. Replenishing the glycogen is key. So the other, besides the Ignition, which I use on a daily basis after I do my strength training, I don't use Ignition after cardio. I only use protein, but after a strength training session, I will always follow that up with my protein and my Ignition. And the protein that I use is a 100% hydrolyzed whey protein, also by First Form. It's called Formula One. And they have some amazing products, and you can check out their website. I'll give you that information at the end of this discussion. But it is a 100% hydrolyzed whey protein isolate. And so it gives you a nice, it gives you better muscle repair. It is pre-digested with enzymes, so it's used within 30 minutes. It doesn't sit in the gut. It is immediately absorbed and going right to your muscle fibers to help you with repair. So you're going to notice a significant difference. Formula One is also a low-temperature process, protein making it more bioavailable to the body. They use cross-flow microfiltration, which means it's minimally denatured also. So some of that stuff you might not be interested in, but it is a high-quality protein, and that's the one thing you want to look for in a post-workout protein. You want something that's going to be 100% hydrolyzed whey. You do not want a protein that is a concentrate that's going to sit in the gut. You do not want a meal replacement shake. You want something that is going to be utilized by the body immediately. So post-workout, we want glucose, and we want 100% hydrolyzed whey. Those are two things that you can start doing today or this week to greatly improve your results. So a lot of people say, well, Sky, but I eat really healthy and I eat whole foods and I'll just eat a chicken breast and some brown rice after my workout. That's good for the rest of the time, for the rest of the day. But again, that chicken and that brown rice is going to sit in your gut. It's going to take a long time to digest, and you're not going to start the repair process too quickly. So that's why you want the hydrolyzed whey with the glucose immediately following your workout. The supplementation is superior to whole foods. So this is the only time that you really need to take it. Some people do take a little protein and glucose before they work out to give them a little extra boost in energy, but it is absolutely essential to take in post-workout. And really only do this on strength training days. So whether your goal is to gain muscle, lose fat, you are going to benefit from these two products. And I would love to hear from you. If you're confused about supplementation, I would love to hear from you. I'm very happy to answer any of your questions and point you in the right direction. I'm not here to sell you anything that is not necessary to help you reach your goals. I'm just here to help. I want to point you in the right direction and educate you on what's necessary and why. So if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at skyzersize@gmail.com. And skyzersize is spelled skyzersize@gmail.com. If you're interested in checking out any of the First Form products, you can go to sky.firstform.com, skye.firstform.com, and also check out my website, skyzersize.com, and you can find me also on Facebook and Instagram at Skyzersize Fitness. So thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate you listening, and like I said, I could talk for hours on supplementation, but it is time for me to go. I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I would love to answer any of your questions. And we're going to wrap it up today. Thank you so much, Hanid, for having me. We, unfortunately, Keith Temple-Trotter is not able to join us today. He had a family emergency. So we will be praying for him and his situation. And I will talk to everyone next month. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honeys Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions.